The House votes today on a bill to extend the pay freeze, your pay freeze, for another year. It would also stop cost of living adjustments through the end of 2013 and freeze pay for members of Congress. Pete Kasperowitz is covering this for the Hill newspaper. He joins us with what we can expect today. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So tell us the background of this bill. Who's behind this particular version of the pay freeze?
Well, it's the Republicans. I mean, this, what we're seeing here is a rematch of the fight we had last year over how to pay for a payroll tax holiday. And back then, it seems like a million years ago, but just last late fall and winter, we had Republicans saying, let's pay for that extension with a pay freeze for federal workers. And as you remember, they only ended up with a two-month extension, and that kind of cooled things down and let them extend it for a little bit. But now here we go again. They have just till the end of February to find a deal for a long-term extension. And once again, Republicans are proposing, let's pay for part of that with a pay freeze.
This all sounds like a lava lamp somebody just plugged in again, and the blobs are rising again. So the pay freeze then, the twist, though, this time is that congressional salaries would also be frozen. So how does that fall into the mix?
Part of this is, as usual, a little bit of gamesmanship. What's going to happen here is, you know, they're negotiating a conference deal right now on how to pay for the payroll tax holiday. So this vote today, I mean, I wouldn't expect this to, this is not the thing to be looking at. What they're trying to do is build pressure on that conference to agree to the pay freeze. And so what they want to do is have a vote in the House that says, yes, we all support this, and that's supposed to inspire the conferees on both sides to say, yes, look at all the support for that. We should agree to this in conference. But to help make that vote happen, yeah, what you see is the addition of language that says, let's freeze pay for members of Congress. So it makes it harder for Democrats to vote against it.
There's been several outreaches from local congressmen. For instance, Congressman Chris Van Hollen from Maryland wrote a Dear Colleague letter. Congressman Connolly from Virginia has reached out and talked a lot about this in terms of not freezing the federal pay. How much does that help? Does that really make a big difference in terms of how people vote or decisions made in conference?
This is a hard one to tell because, again, this is one of the issues that froze them up last year. So it's hard to see how they get out of the pay for debate right now. And as far as we can tell, they haven't bored down to that level yet to really decide that. But what we do know is that the sides are pretty well divided. You know, the Republicans would be happy to see an extension for another 2 years or more. The Democrats, we know, it's hard to argue for that out loud the way our fiscal situation is. But we know Democrats don't favor a pay freeze. In fact, we know Obama proposed a 0.5% pay increase. So you can guess right now that the Democrats are pretty much against this idea. They just need to find a way to argue around it, I think. And today's vote is interesting because it's a suspension vote, so you need two-thirds majority to have it pass. It's hard to predict, but I would think it probably fails. If I had to bet a little money on it, it seems like it might fail because we know the Democrats don't want this thing, and they're kind of being sick of having these things come up in suspension votes, which are meant to put pressure on them.
We're speaking with Pete Kasperowitz. He is from the Hill newspaper. So this is the extension to the payroll tax cut. What else is going on the Hill that's important to the federal workforce this week? What else are they debating?
Well, a lot of it could be in that conference that has happened. You know, every few days they're meeting. And you know, last year Republicans had ideas like let's have federal workers contribute more to retirement. You know, these are all ideas around how do we pay for this payroll tax holiday and unemployment insurance and the doc fix and all that stuff. So I mean, those sorts of ideas, you know, there's more and more pressure on federal workers and you know, among the Republicans especially, that, you know, as you know, a whole bunch of them, several dozen of them came up here, you know, won election and are essentially at war fiscally with the federal government and all things federal, right? The workers, what are they paid? What are their benefits? So all those things are items that federal workers should be looking for.
Do you get a sense that even though that they want to freeze federal pay and potentially increase the how much contribution workers do in terms of their benefits, is that really just kind of icing on the cake? What they're really looking for is to maybe get back at the either A, federal unions, or B, that this isn't really going to create that much money. It's just they're trying to make a statement.
You know, it depends who you ask. As you watch the debate on the floor, it's interesting. There's several different flavors of Republicans, and this is sort of crude, but as I watch them, I can lump them into two categories: the ones with gray hair and the ones that still have their natural youthful hair color. You know, the new ones that show up, they would love to cut a lot of this stuff. The older ones, you see, sort of the old guard, they defend a lot of those things, and in fact, they'll defend defense spending more than the younger guys will. You know, so you have a few different splits within the Republican Party. So it really depends who you ask. But yeah, among the sort of young guns, the what some might call the Tea Party members, this is a real issue for them, and they're not joking around. They think these guys are overpaid. In fact, you guys might have seen it, the CBO study that came out. That said,
yes, I wanted to ask you, does that have any effect on this whole debate?
Sure, yeah. No, I mean, I think it supports them even more, and that's that the timing of that report's interesting. If anything, it supports the young Republicans' point of view that says, look, that report shows that they get paid a little more in salary, but when you add benefits, I think it was 16% more than people in the private sector with similar education. So,
right.
You know, it feeds into that idea they have that this is a real area that we should be looking at because if we're trimming everything, that's part of what we should trim.
And do we know who requested that CBO report?
I don't offhand. I'm sure, I should know that, but I don't. Sorry.
All right. Let's go on to one other matter that's a little bit beyond politics, and that is the issue of the FAA reauthorization. There seems to be widespread agreement now on both sides. First, it was just Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and House Speaker John Boehner agreed. Now their conferees have also agreed. So this one looks like it's probably going to pass, even though there's a little bit that both sides don't like in there.
Well, yeah, we've been expecting that. For the last couple of weeks, they had a breakthrough on that labor provision, and now they have, I think, until the 17th of February to reach some deal because they did a very short-term extension. I do expect that to be actually the last extension for FAA funding, and then they should have a four-year deal at hand within the next few weeks.
Pete Kasperowitz is covering this for The Hill newspaper. Thanks for joining us with that update.
Sure, anytime.